were not to be despised. But she would rather live in a cottage with Richard Grey than in any palace with any other man in the world. Finding arguments of no avail, her father at length told the lovers they might marry if they pleased. But, in so doing, his daughter would forfeit every fraction of her fortune. He expected this would cool the ardour of both, but he was mistaken. My father knew too well my mother's superior worth not to be sensible that she was a valuable fortune in herself. And if she would but consent to embellish his humble hearth, he should be happy to take her on any terms, while she, on her part, would rather labour with her own hands than be divided from the man she loved, whose happiness it would be her joy to make, and who was already one with her in heart and soul. So her fortune went to swell the purse of a wiser sister, who had married a rich nabob, and she, to the wonder and compassionate regret of all who knew her, went to bury herself in the homely village parsonage among the hills. And yet, in spite of all this, and in spite of my mother's high spirit and my father's whims, I believe you might search all England through